again, and welcome to I've Got a Beatles Podcast with Dave and Chris. And Chris, you know my name.
Yeah,
would you look up, the number, please? Oh man,
we're gonna be talking about a lot of names of songs and numbers of a ranking.
Yes, we are
in this episode.
Yeah, because we're kind of, I don't know, reacting to a recent 100 greatest Beatles songs list, which was published by the British music magazine NME.
NME is short for New Music Express.
That's right. That's right. And I know when it came out, which was pretty recently, you and I were both a little surprised, to say the least, by some of the choices. And when you posted the links to the 100 greatest songs, we got some commentary from some of our listeners, including a friend of the show, Sam, and others, who thought maybe it would be interesting if we talked about this and had our own reaction to the 100 so-called 100 greatest songs as chosen by music's A-listers.
Yeah, that's the vague part of this.
Yeah.
In one story it says, you know, biggest names in rock, including Dave Grohl, Julian Lennon, Suede, Nile Rodgers, Noel Gallagher, Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, et cetera, et cetera. And then if you look at the article, after every song, they have a little quote, and some of it seems like direct quotes from an interview, and some of it's just talking about, hey, this guy recorded this. So
right.
I don't know if they I don't know what they counted, what they didn't count. And then on the site too, it also says, according to NME writers and musicians, including Donnie Marr, Hot Chip Killers. So now it's like, oh, the NME writers had a lot of to do with this,
right?
Too possibly. So I don't know.
It's all a little bit suspect, and that, the whole process is a little weird. And I don't know. With apologies to our British listeners, I have not heard of probably 70% of the so-called music A-listers on here, and they seem really exclusive to England, or at least the Britain. So maybe our British listeners can weigh in on some of the people that we'll mention, because apart from the ones you mentioned, I'm pretty stumped here. But you know, this is what they say, and it's always interesting to talk about lists. And I wanted to ask you first what you think of these lists, because they always have them, you know, every anniversary. It's the 50 greatest Bob Dylan songs, or the, you know, he turns 70 and this happens, or it's the anniversary of The Godfather, so, and we have to talk about the best Italian mafia movies or whatever. What do you think of these kinds of lists?
Well, I kind of enjoy them if you take all of them, 100% of them, with a little bit of a grain of salt. You know, if you're not like, oh, this, it's amazing. Like the AFI 100 movies was a pretty good list.
Yeah, it was.
But people got like real irate about it. You know, it's like, what are you getting mad at? It's just a stupid list. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And I think you're seeing more and more and more of these types of lists, because there's a popular internet thing where you open a page and then it's like a slideshow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, the top 10 characters to die unexpectedly. And you're like, ooh, that looks like fun to look at for a couple of minutes.
Right.
And you click on it. And, you know, so I'm sort of a fan of them. I kind of enjoy looking at these things and talking about it and talking about what should be there and what shouldn't be there. Because in the end, it's just, who cares anyway?
Yeah, you know? It's just someone's opinion or a group of people's opinion about something. And yeah, right, like you say, whenever you have a list there, there's always, you look at the comments and people are like, how could they have forgotten about this movie?
Or, yeah, yeah.
How could they have not put this song on there?
Yeah.
And you know, it's just opinion, and everybody's got an opinion, and it's just more of a fun thing, I think, than something to really take seriously.
Now that said, that's exactly what we're gonna
do.
is be like, how the heck did they put this on? How did they not put
that's true.
This song. Now another thought I had about this is it's interesting and it's particularly going to be interesting when we get to number one, what it is, how perception of certain things changes over time. And sometimes you're not sure what does that, you know, what changes. For instance, it used to be really universally, I think, accepted that, Citizen Kane. Greatest movie of all time, Citizen Kane.
Right.
Now it's sort of like changing, and you'll see the Sight and Sound is a magazine, for also an English magazine, where they do a updated list every so often, and Citizen Kane has fallen, and other movies that have been more obscure over time have like grown in popularity and lore. So it's like interesting to see as time passes, some Beatles song we thought was like, you know, real super top number one song, greatest of all time, and over time does it slip on our estimation, and do some of these other songs sort of grow in our estimation? I think this list certainly has some surprises in that way of like, why are so many people into this song now?
Right. So. Yeah, definitely some surprises on the list, and surprises in terms of two things. One, what was included and what was not included. And then also the second thing was the rankings too. Why certain songs, like you said, that you expected to be in the top 10 were not even in the top 20 in some cases.
Yeah.
We're going to get to one that's particularly surprising. So, but again, you know, it's fun and it's something fun to debate. And I think we like to make our own lists, and it's just, that's part of the thing. When you love something, it's really fun to debate it and talk about it. So that's exactly what we're going to do right now.
Yeah. So how we're going to do this, we're going to read you 10 of them at a time, a little chunk of 10, and then we'll react and talk about, well, this one's a little high, this one seems low, ooh, I'm glad to see this show up, and that kind of thing. So let's start with the bottom 10. Number 100, everyone's favorite, Wild Honey Pie. At number 99, Now and Then.
We're off to a great start here, aren't we?
we'll definitely talk to that, about that. Number 98, Anna, and in parentheses, Go to Him. Number 97, Blue Jay Way. Number 96, When I'm 64. 95, You Know My Name, Look Up the Number. We played that to start the show. Number 94, I Mean Mine. Number 93, Dig a Pony. Number 92, Like Dreamers Do. Number 91, Hello, Goodbye. All right, reactions, Dave.
Okay, so, well, my first thoughts are the first two songs you mentioned, number 199, barely qualify as songs. Wild Honey Pie is just a nonsense thing. This one was chosen by Pixies. It said, credit to the Pixies for taking something that barely qualifies as a song and turning into something ferocious. But here it is. It's they covered it. So it's not really talking about the Beatles version particularly. And then Now and Then was chosen by Liam Gallagher, who's, you know, from Oasis, who's a super duper Lennon fan, which is cool. But this is not really a Beatles song. It's a John Lennon demo that the Threedles tried to do a recording of and you know, did a recording but didn't get released.
Yeah, they didn't release. They didn't think it was good enough to put on the Anthology 3. They were just like, yeah, let's not do it.
Right. So that's a weird choice.
Yet it's the 99th best song, better than, say, Love Me Do somehow.
Yeah, or Lovely Rita or something.
Yeah.
Weird. Another odd one is Like Dreamers Do, which you remember from our Decca album or Decca Sessions review, and that one that was chosen by Jake Bugg, who I actually like. He's a young English rocker who kind of is like a rockabilly slash rock slash singer songwriter, pretty cool guitar player. But he said he also recorded it too. It's also like a cover. He talking about his cover. So just some odd choices there.
Blue Jay Way is probably, that was on our candidates for worst Beatles songs list, I think. you know my name, look up the number. I'm kind of okay with it being in the 90s
works.
Here. And it's also good to see Anna, which yes. I'm a huge fan of. But let's hear this this now and then. I mean,
it's a song from the Dakota days when John was recording demos that for things that might have been on Double Fantasy, but it just it's not, I don't know, it's not finished. And is it really better than all these other songs? I guess that's the question here.
Yeah, that's my big issue of it is more about the stuff they left off the list,
right?
On that particular one,
but, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a little bit of strange puzzler. I don't know, too, if it's just because Liam Gallagher got back to them and mentioned it.
Yeah,
and
could
was
be.
Gung-ho about it if they added it to the list and listened to it a lot and didn't was like, oh, yeah, it's actually pretty good. Yeah,
could
so,
be, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's what did it. I don't know how they compiled this list,
yeah.
And I don't quite trust them.
No, but I'll...
Devilish.
Yeah, it's a little bit fishy, but let's continuing along here with number 90. We have "Oh Darling." Number 89 is "Real Love." 88, "Baby It's You." 87, "Getting Better." 86, "A Taste of Honey." 85, "Honey Pie." Got a honey theme going. 84, "And I Love Her." 83, "Do You Want to Know a Secret?" 82, "You Really Got a Hold on Me," and 81 is "I Need You."
This little segment, it seemed like most of these were placed about right if they're going to be on the list. I felt like maybe "A Taste of Honey" was a little high.
Yeah.
and I felt like I felt really good that "I Need You" was where it was. And maybe "Real Love" could slide down to about 100 probably for me. but the big one that stunned me, I don't know, is how low "And I Love Her" is. It's just puzzling.
That was surprising. It said it was the quip on the track here, it said, or the entry says, "Loved by Kurt Cobain." Yeah. Okay. And it appeared in a Nirvana documentary that was there. Okay.
It's, the Nirvana documentary Montage of Heck is about to play on HBO.
Oh, okay. It's coming out.
And it should be a really good documentary.
Yeah. But I'm not sure that's a great reason to put that on the list. And it is surprising. It's one of Paul's really great early ballads and often would be placed in a much higher list, at least maybe the top 50 for sure. So maybe we should hear it and then see what you think.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. I love like a.
Yeah, it just seems like it should be higher on the list when you compare to some of these ones we got coming up.
Yeah, you know? And I would also, in the same category, put Oh Darling. I think that's one of the real standouts on Abbey Road. It seems to be a favorite among fans and people I talk to who like Abbey Road. They always mention that song as with Paul's great singing and the piano and the feel of it. So to be number 90... also is a little surprising to me.
You know, some of those Abbey Road tracks on the first side get obscured by the, you know, everybody loves the second side so much.
But, yeah, that's a good point.
It's good to see a lot of them show up in this list.
Yeah.
We'll see more of those.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the next section, 80 through 71. So at 80 is Your Blues, 79 Glass Onion, 78 The Word, 77 Birthday, a lot of White Albums.
A lot of White Album here.
76 I'm So Tired.
Speaking of.
75 Wait. 74 I've Just Seen a Face, one of our favorites.
Mm-hmm.
73 I Want to Tell You, 72 Run for Your Life. And 71, The Fool on the Hill.
Interesting. Yeah, real heavy amount of White Album tracks on this particular group, in this group. And I don't really, nothing really stands out. This is kind of a vanilla type group to me. It doesn't, no real egregious ones to me stand out. Although I might put Run for Your Life either lower or not on the list. I've always thought it was.
I'd rather see it dead than to be on this list, personally.
Good one. I completely concur with that.
I will say I think something's low, but that's. I realize this is just from a personal fave of mine.
Yeah.
Is in this section, and that's I'm So Tired. So yeah. if we play a little bit of I'm So Tired and talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired. My mind is on the blink. I wonder should I get up and fix myself a drink? No, no, no. I'm so tired. I don't know what to do. I'm so tired. Mind is set on you. I wonder should I call you, but I know what you would do. You'd say.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'm very surprised that would be as low on the list. It's always one of the great White Album tracks, one of John's great sleep songs, and just has a real world weariness to it that seems to transcend a lot, you know, and cuts through. So I'm a little surprised by that one too.
Yeah. I'd also say I Want to Tell You is probably a little high.
Yeah, probably true.
But so, the rest of this, I'm pretty, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. Doesn't stand out too much. So let's see the next group here. If this strikes a chord with you. So we're coming in at number 70 is Martha, My Dear, and then Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Drive My Car, You're Gonna Lose That Girl, Savoy Truffle, Yellow Submarine, number 64 is Long and Winding Road, 63 Mother Nature's Son. I think we're going to have the whole White Album on this list fairly soon. number 62 is Love You Too. And then coming in at 61 is I Feel Fine.
Well, a couple Georges here seem kind of high.
Yeah. you don't think Savoy Truffle is...
That would make the 100 for me, probably.
Yeah.
I think Yellow Submarine's a little low here. I was kind of surprised to see it this low.
Mm-hmm.
I personally feel like The Long and Winding Road's a little high, but it's probably placed correctly, but I don't love that song. Really nice to see Mother Nature's Son show up.
That's true.
Love that tune.
Now, when you say a song is placed too high, does that mean too high on the bottom end or on the towards the top?
If it's too high, I mean it should be lower on the list, so okay. More towards 100.
Oh, okay. So worse than where it's placed. Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
So Long and Winding Road. A lot of people love that song.
Yeah.
I'm just so tired of that song. I can't even listen to it anymore.
Yeah.
That's a bathroom tripper to be. but this would, if were this in a concert, this would have definitely be a bathroom tripper for me, the one I'm gonna play here. From Revolver, it's Love You Too.
So George coming in on this list here with Love You Too. A little hot. You think this one maybe is it worthy to be on the list or?
Yeah, well, I'm confused by why it's on the list and Within You, Without You.
That's a better song.
That seems like it's a better song and more iconic.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems a little odd to me.
Yeah.
And I feel fine about the other placements of songs on there.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm also a little surprised that there are so few early songs, and maybe that's because there's more. They're higher up on the list, or they're coming up soon. But so far, we've really had just very few early songs at all. I Feel Fine just stood out there as being a pretty great track, and that's number 61. So I'm hoping for some more early tunes to come. So maybe you can get us into the next 10.
Okay, so the next 10, a personal fave of mine again, at number 60, I'm Only Sleeping. That might be in my personal top 10.
Yeah, yeah.
I Should Have Known Better at 59. Happiness Is a Warm Gun at 58. Back in the USSR, 57. Girl, 56. 55, Don't Let Me Down. 54, Helter Skelter. 53, Because. 52, 8 Days a Week. The only Beatles for sale so far.
Mm-hmm.
And 51, Day Tripper.
That's a really good, very good list of songs. In fact, I was thinking of making a playlist of those 10. I like all of those songs. So I wonder, the thought process behind it. But I mean, I might put, personally, Day Tripper would be up a little higher. I think it's a great song and one of their great middle period singles that has such a, that riff is so famous and everybody knows that riff. So I would put that probably closer to the top. But otherwise, it doesn't bother me too much.
Well, I think this list has got such great. I mean, I'm Only Sleeping, I love. Of course, I Should Have Known Better seemed just slightly low to me. Happiness Is a Warm Gun, that's good to see. I'd say Back in the USSR for me personally is slightly high.
Yeah.
great to see Girl.
Oh yeah, it's one of our favorites.
Gets underrated quite a bit, I feel like, but I'm glad it was here. Don't Let Me Down, of course, is super classic. Duper favorite of mine. But one of the other ones good to see here is 8 Days a Week.
So good to hear that one. That's a great song, great early single. Yeah, that I, of the group so far, I like that block probably the best.
That's a pretty well done block.
So that's halfway through. So now we work our way down towards the bottom 50 here, or the top 50, depending on your terminology here. But number 50, it's the first, second appearance of Ringo, because we had Yellow Submarine earlier. So number 50 is With a Little Help from My Friends. Number 49, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away. 48, Julia. 47, She's Leaving Home. 46, this is definitely one of your favorites, Long, Long, Long. Number 45, Nowhere Man. 44, I Want You, She's So Heavy. 43, Can't Buy Me Love. 42, Two of Us. And 41, Help.
I was pleasantly surprised to see a lot of these. Obviously, Long, Long, Long.
Oh, yeah.
So happy to see that. She's Leaving Home, too. Like, nice to see that not get overlooked. Help seems very low to me.
Yeah, I was surprised by that, too. Yeah.
Like, that was a huge number one, hit, and it's a great, great, great song. A little bit surprised. Can't Buy Me Love seemed low just because of the... you know, how big of a hit it was at the time.
So I guess popularity is not necessarily the criteria in here for placement on this particular list, although a lot of lists that will play into it. But
yeah, because right in the middle of those two smash number one hits on this list is kind of a head scratcher a little bit.
Yeah.
Being quite a bit high, I would say. And that is, though I like it, that is Two of Us.
I Dig a Pygmy by Charles Hawtrey on the Deaf Aids. Phase one in which Doris gets her oats.
Riding nowhere, spending someone's hard-earned pay. You and me, Sunday driving, not arriving on our way back home. We're on our way home. We're on our way home.
Yeah, Two of Us, classic Let It Be track. It says here, Chris and I were just remembering that way back in the day, we laid down a recording of that particular song, and Chris took those high harmonies at the end, I think.
We did some fun stuff with it. I said it was high on the list, and then as soon as it played, I just had a big smile on my face. Maybe it's not high. It's just perfect.
Well, according to NME's analysis of the song, they say Two of Us is Let It Be's understated opening track that stands out because of a perfect Lennon-McCartney co-vocal that betrays the beef they had at the time and a bass part lent a peculiar jaunt by George Harrison playing it on his Rosewood Telecaster guitar. Ooh.
Wow.
All right. Very, very helpful. So anyway, yeah, we're getting into a pretty pretty good rhythm here with these songs. I like this particular set.
Yeah, I like that set a lot.
Yeah.
So
what's
okay.
up next?
Yeah, what's up next? Well, Dave.
Yeah.
It's Dave's favorite all-time Beatles song, Rain, at
That's
number
right.
40. 39, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. 38, Here, There, and Everywhere. 37, Dear Prudence. 36, Taxman. 35, All My Loving. 34, She Loves You. 33, Michelle. 32, Get Back. And 31, I Saw Her Standing There. Reactions.
Yeah. Well, reading off all these songs just makes me want to go listen to them all, actually. I would be, I'm interested in making some playlists after this. Well, let's see. Well, I think, of course, Rain should be higher because it's my favorite song. But as well, it's also one of the best psychedelic examples of a Beatles song. Or pretty good list overall. I was a little surprised that She Loves You was this where it was at number 34. I thought that may have been a little bit higher because of the exposure that it had. This one was chosen on the list by Peter Buck, the guitar player from REM. And then number 31, also, I Saw Her Standing There, chosen by Lemmy from Motorhead, surprisingly enough. So, yeah, I don't know. I like the early songs making an appearance here. But I don't know. What's your thought?
I had a few thoughts here. One is that it was so good to see Dear Prudence here.
Yeah.
And surprising.
Yeah.
Surprising to see it at 37. Like, really surprising.
Mm-hmm.
But I would put it about 37 if you asked me.
Yeah.
I think I've always been a little bit of a person that says Taxman's a little overrated.
Mm.
But Johnny Marr from the Smiths disagrees with me.
Yes, he does.
He says it would take a band with that cockiness and the character of George Harrison to name names in the way they do. They didn't hold back. It's a very anti-establishment song, especially for those times. So it's great to read these little blurbs, even on songs you don't like so much. It kind of like gives you a good appreciation of them.
Right.
One song I thought was low, and I would put it way higher because I just love it, is from Revolver, Here, There, and Everywhere.
To lead a better life, I need my love to be here. Here, making each day of the year, changing my life with a wave of her hand. Nobody
always nice to hear that one. Well, anything from Revolver is always good to hear, in my opinion. But
yeah,
some great stuff happening there, and good to have that on the list. So, speaking of Revolver, where as we work our way to the final 30,
yeah,
this group of 10 does have some certified A-listers here making their selections. So maybe you can talk about some of the A-listers in this group. But number 30 is And Your Bird Can Sing. 29, Penny Lane. 28, Gotta Get You Into My Life. 27, Eleanor Rigby. 26, Norwegian Wood. 25, We Can Work It Out. 24, All You Need Is Love. 23, Twist and Shout. 22, Yesterday. And 21, Revolution. So how about this?
Yeah.
How about this group?
Quite a list.
Yeah.
I think Eleanor Rigby's a little low.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite female singers, Regina Spektor, talks about it here. She says it has such a spirit to it with the strings. It's both sad and happy at the same time. It's a really passionate song. I agree. I'm stunned at the lowness of Yesterday, though. 22.
Yeah. That's very surprising. Number 22. I know, the most covered song next to Happy Birthday, practically, in history, and definitely one of the most famous Beatles songs for sure. But, you know, like you said earlier in the podcast, maybe time just has a way of reframing some of these songs, or maybe we're just a little tired of it. I know when I hear McCartney play it, I like it just because of it's of who's playing it, but it is you're kind of it's worn off a little bit, maybe, because it's been played so much.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away.
A little bit surprising to me why that one isn't higher, but that one was chosen not by anyone in particular, just I guess NME editors chose that one and and spoke highly of it. But yeah, you mentioned a couple other, well, there's All You Need Is Love was chosen by none other than
Sean Lennon. I like the first sentence he says, which is just, my list of favorite things changes from day to day.
Yeah, which is true, I think, for everybody. So he's kind of dismissing the whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Particularly interesting, though, is Brian Wilson chimes in on Norwegian Wood. He says, Norwegian Wood is my favorite. The lyrics are so good, so creative. That's a really terrible Brian Wilson. Because I'm trying to do the phrase. See, I'm trying to.
I know, you got to curl that mouth. Yeah.
But he says, the lyrics are so good and so creative, I can't forget the sitar, too. I'd never heard that before, that unbelievable sound. No one has heard that in rock and roll back then. This is amazing, exotic sound. It really inspired the instrumentation I ended up using for Pet Sounds.
Yeah.
Which, of course, Pet Sounds then re-influenced the Beatles for, you know, some of the songs on this list. So,
Yeah, so pretty good group overall there for sure. So, all right, take us to number from 20 down here.
Okay, 20, Come Together. 19, A Hard Day's Night. 18, For No One. 17, Paperback Writer. 16, Ticket to Ride. Don't get me started on this. 15, Abbey Road Medley. And if you read the instructions, it says the entire second side of Abbey Road.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I guess including Her Majesty.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something at 14, Let It Be at 13, 12, In My Life, 11, Hey Bulldog.
What was number 11 again?
Hey Bulldog.
What was that? Yes. Well, we were going along pretty well, I think, until number 11 on that one. I Hard Day's Night, can't argue with that. For No One is a great song because there's a horn in it. Paperback Writer, Ticket to Ride. I mean, they're all great. And then we get to number 11, Hey Bulldog, and chosen by Dave Grohl, who says, It's a quintessential Beatles rocker. I can honestly say that if it wasn't for the Beatles, I would not be a musician. Okay.
Yeah,
that's great. But and I like Hey Bulldog. I think it's a great song. It's real. It's rockin'. It's got a great riff, all that stuff. But number 11, what do you think?
I think you got it. Yeah. Woof, 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 woof. No, I was that was really what spurred us to do this list. I think is seeing that place so high. I'm like, how? What happened? The rest of this list too, I have a few problems with. One, For No One seems a little bit high to me compared to some of the ones we were talking about before. Same with Paperback Writer. That's always been sort of a so-so for me. Yeah. Just Abbey Road Medley, just as a chunk, the whole thing.
Yeah,
it's not fair.
Polythene.
Why not? Ham? Why not put that number one? Abbey Road, a whole second side of Abbey Road.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's good. It's and it is hard to cut those up and then put them like Polythene Pam is at 83 or something like that. So yeah. I was a little bit like, yeah, what do you mean by that? But yeah. I guess I don't disagree with the placement of it. Let It Be and In My Life. Don't those seem like they should be in the top 10 to me.
And maybe a little better than Hey Bulldog.
And a little better than I would take In My Life any day of the week over Hey Bulldog. In My Life.
Top 10.
Is a definitely for me a top like five.
Yeah.
And something's pretty close as well. But wait until we get to the top. It's like, what do you kick out of there?
I know.
There's one I would kick out. Let's listen to, maybe we're missing something.
Yeah.
Maybe we've underrated this our whole lives. Let's listen to a little Hey Bulldog.
When you smile, childlike, no one understands. Jackknife in your sweaty hands. Some kind of innocence is measured out in years. You don't know what it's like to listen to your fears. You can talk to me.
Well, it's great. Yeah, I mean, I like it a lot. I don't think on a list of greatest Beatles songs ever that it's in this placement. It would it be in the top 100?
Yeah. I think for me it'd be down around 90 probably.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Just because there's a lot of barking in it, you know? a whole lot of barking in that,
yeah.
It's more of a novelty song, I feel like.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a really cool rockin'. I mean, it is very rock and roll, very hard rock Beatles.
Yeah.
You know, but so is Helter Skelter, which is lower than this on the list.
Number 55 or something, yeah.
Yeah, so that was the one that confused me the most. I was like...
Yeah, me too.
Somebody there. So maybe the leader of the NME is such a big fan of it.
Yeah, it could be.
He vetoed everybody's request for it to be lower.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all right. Here we are, the top 10. Give it to me.
All right, the top 10 greatest Beatles songs as chosen by music's A-listers. Number 10, Hey Jude. Number 9, I Am the Walrus. 8, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Number 7, Across the Universe. Number 6, Tomorrow Never Knows. Number 5, Blackbird. Number 4, Here Comes the Sun. Number 3, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Number 2, A Day in the Life. And number 1, greatest song is Strawberry Fields Forever.
Well, I was a little surprised that Strawberry Fields Forever was the number 1 song, but maybe pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, that's a
I've never disliked it. I've always loved it. And as time goes on, it just seems like more and more of a genius piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my reaction to that. Day in the Life, obviously, you know, I've always thought of it as the best song. So you know, one of the best songs. So I don't disagree with that. I Want to Hold Your Hand, maybe that's slightly high for me. More of a historical marker there.
I think the best part about I Want to Hold Your Hand on this list is the line. It says it was chosen by Bob Dylan. And the quote here is, "They were doing things nobody was doing. Their chords were outrageous, just outrageous. And their and their harmonies made it all valid. I knew they were pointing the direction of where music had to go." So that's pretty great for just the quote from Dylan.
I wonder if he ever played that on the Time Radio Hour. See, my Bob Dylan's a lot better than my Brian Wilson.
That's right.
I've worked on it a lot.
So anything in the top 10 you would not choose?
Oh, absolutely. And that is this song here I'm going to play.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me.
Well, Chris, I'm a little surprised. What is it about Across the Universe that that disqualifies it from the top 10?
I can't put my finger on it, but I just have never resonated with the. I have felt like it. Unlike some of the other sort of psychedelic new agey music of theirs, I found this to just be empty platitudes of, you know, nothingness.
Mm.
It just it's never resonated with me. It's never really, although I do have a funny story about it, which is me and my friend Mark Atwater, when we were kids. He would stay over, you know, in my teenage years, he'd stay over all night. We'd stay up all night and play a lot of video games, and drink a bunch of Coke and, you know, get into, you know, and we were into lots of music, like we'd rent Woodstock and then watch all of Woodstock for 4 hours till 4 a.m.
Fun.
And one night he had gone a little crazy, probably because of the lack of sleep and all the thing. And he just started repeating, "Nothing's going to change my world," to me over and over and over again. And at the point where I like kicked him out. I'm like, get out of this train. So he like ran out. And it was a fun time. We still bring that up. It was very funny. But I've always just disliked that song. I don't know why. Would you rather have that there in my life?
Well, definitely. Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Or let it be.
Yeah, no, that's very true. I probably disagree a little bit. I do think it's one of John's best lyrics, and I like to, maybe it's more of a fun song to play if you're a guitar player, because I really enjoy playing it on my acoustic. It's just it fits really well under the fingers, so it could be from a performance standpoint. But do I think it's a top 10? Not with some of the ones that you just mentioned in place, like Let It Be or In My Life or things like that. I would definitely put it up there, but not quite, like, not number 7.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I'm looking at some of these. I'm like, I like Hard Day's Night better,
yeah.
Yesterday better. I like All You Need Is Love, In My Life. Let It Be, Something, all of those I'd put above Across the Universe. I also really prefer, I do prefer the album version and not the one with all the...
The birds?
Woodland creatures.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come off as a real animal hater in this episode.
I know.
Hey, Bulldog, with all those dog...
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna also hate on birds here, because I would take Blackbird out of the top 10. It's okay. I like Blackbird. I don't think it's a top 10 song, though.
Yeah, I'm struggling here too, because I'm like, Let It Be or Blackbird.
Yeah.
Or even Yesterday or Blackbird.
Even Yesterday is better than Blackbird.
Flip
to me.
Yesterday and Blackbird.
Right. Right.
For me, maybe flip Something and Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Just because
too.
I feel like Something is one of the greatest songs of all time. I mean, it's really good. Georgie gets Something, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and Here Comes the Summer are all in the top 14.
Yeah.
And rightfully so, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think George's star has risen in the past, ever since he died. But even before that, it was starting to rise. He was starting to get the recognition that he deserved.
Yeah. And I'd probably switch Hey Jude and Let It Be. That's just a personal. I'd probably drop Hey Jude to around 20, and Let It Be would be on my top 10 probably.
Yeah.
So
so there it is. It's interesting, and
I don't like Across the Universe. Yeah, I'm sorry, everyone.
That's the takeaway from this podcast today.
Yeah, let's not take away that. Let's take away how much I love some of these songs. You know what I really, really love, and what I answered. See, I really relate to the answer that Sean Lennon gave, which is like, you know, it'll change from week to week.
Yeah.
But recently I was asked, and this will be the first time I reveal this, what my favorite Beatles song was.
Oh.
And I really thought about it, and it turned out to be In My Head, In My Life.
Ah.
So,
wow. Well, that's a great choice.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about In My Life and Rubber Soul really quickly. So.
Yes. In our one of our upcoming podcasts, we'll be reviewing and taking a look at, fresh look, hopefully, at Rubber Soul, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. Yeah, I think we'll have a lot of good things to say about one of the classic albums. And, you know, speaking of that period, I'm curious, you and I should do a tabulation on this list of 100 and see if we can divide them up by periods and see, you know, what the majority of songs. It sounds like, to me, just from a cursory look at it, it seems like a very middle period heavy.
Yeah, we might do that. What I wanted to do before we go, and I just remembered this, is to mention some of the ones that didn't make the list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, give us a quick rundown of a couple.
So here's a few of my favorites that didn't make the list. I'm Looking Through You, It's Only Love, I've Got a Feeling, that's one of our favorites. Love Me Do, that stands out as one that, you know, you're like, oh, that didn't make the list. No Reply, Please Please Me, Sexy Sadie, This Boy, Yes It Is. We just talked about Yes It Is.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You Won't See Me didn't make the list.
Yeah.
If I Fell, they're all great, so it's hard to, you know, I'm a Loser. A lot of good ones.
Yeah, it is really a ballad of John and Yoko. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty tough, obviously, to limit yourself to 100 here, but I think if it tells us anything, it's always fun to think about some of these things and give us a chance to re-listen to some of the songs that we know so well. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty excited to go back and listen now to some of these songs again and see what, if I can understand what these people were thinking.
Yeah, it was a good thing, because it brought up a lot of different things, different shows we could do.
Yeah.
One of which was because of number 99 there on our list, Now and Then. I think we're going to have an upcoming show about some of the unreleased Beatles songs, because that's one that has never got a release.
Yeah.
So we'll in one of our upcoming shows, we'll talk about that. And of course, we also are going to have to get into, I don't know how knee deep you are into the new Ringo album.
Oh, yes.
Dave.
That's right. You can now go out and download or go out and buy the CD of Postcards from Paradise, Ringo's new album.
So we'll have a review of that coming up, too. So
I can hardly wait for that.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks. Thanks for the suggestion, and I hope you enjoyed listening to our take on the NME list, and feel free to share your thoughts up or down. Give us the thumbs up or thumbs down on some of these tunes, and come up with your own list and share it with us. And
Go on our Facebook page, tell us, this song was too high, this song was too low,
yeah.
Chris is crazy about Across the Universe, you know, that all those kind of things. We like to hear feedback, and, you know, yeah. I don't take anything personally. You know, one lady doesn't like when I laugh that listens to us, but I'm like, oh, go ahead and listen to us. So
yeah.
It's great. It's great. We appreciate you listening.
Sure. And I think we'll go out today with, we have to go out with the number one song because it's number one, and I would certainly place it in my top 10, if not top 5. So we thank you for listening, and we'll go out with Strawberry Fields Forever.